You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, 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 y'all. It's your favorite producer, DB. Thank you so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio every single week. We love you, and we appreciate all of our listeners. Peace out, y'all.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Won't you burn? profess my love. Press the button, I hope it's still recording. Every word I'm saying to you.
Tattoo the love we bring from the season soul to the time it takes to grow long enough to show you I want.
Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show. Let me make sure that you guys can hear me. Right, you can, right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is the hottest online radio station heard around the globe. We are super duper excited that you're here with us tonight. We have some hot topics. Like I said, we got some hot topics that we're going to be discussing this evening. It is going down. If you guys are on the We Talk Radio Network social media pages, you saw the post that I put out there today. And a lot of you have given your opinion on this post. We had a caller that wrote in a letter, and we're going to talk about that letter in just one moment. We're going to talk about the letter, and we're all going to figure out how we can help her. We've got some people on the line tonight who are definitely here to make sure that she gets the answers that she needs. So I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to stay right there. I've got one more incredible hit that I'm going to play for you right now. And when we come back, we're going to have this discussion. All right. Let me just put the question out there really quickly so that you'll understand exactly what this is. You know, and if you're somebody who wants to write in, you got a problem or you have an issue and you really, really want to talk about it, let us know. We are here to help. Without a doubt, 100%. So recently, you know, we actually had someone that sent us a letter saying, hey, I need some help. You know, I need to know what I need to do.
and I wanted to make sure that I was helping this person correctly. The letter reads, my boyfriend is nice, but sometimes randomly snaps and is disrespectful towards me. It doesn't matter how much I talk to him or him about it, it doesn't stop. What should I do? And of course, we're going to talk about this tonight. So I don't want you to go anywhere. If you want to talk about this topic, I'm going to give you the call-in number. The lines are lit up. 563-999-3456. 563-999-3456. If you want to talk about this topic tonight, we're going to have topics every Monday night. Tonight is the first night that we're doing this particular topic. We used to do this all the time back in the day. Tonight is the first night we're getting back at it, because guess what? We're in need of some help. We got social isolation going on. There's a lot of depression, anxiety, low self-esteem. The pandemic has brought some just some crazy times to, right to our front door. And so we need to be able to help our neighbors and our friends with their issues. You know, we got some insight. Let's help them out. Once you get on the line, if you want to chat, press the number one. Press number one, and that way my producers will know that you're on the line and you're here and ready to chat. I get it. Sometimes we pick the line up and it just is silent on the other end because you think when we pick that line up, you're live on the air. You're not. Usually when we pick the line up that very first time, we're just checking. We're just checking to see who's on the other end. Usually you push the number one. Sometimes the producers will just go through the line just to see who's there. And so, but either way, if you don't say anything, listen, that's okay. We do not judge around here. Stay silent. Just keep listening. That's all I'm saying. Keep tuned in to We Talk Radio Network, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. And you can check us out on all of our social media platforms. Definitely go to YouTube. Follow us on YouTube. We're doing this huge YouTube push, and we need you to go to YouTube right now. Just subscribe. That's it. Just subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we're really, really trying to monetize this channel. And in order to do that, we need you to help. And so just go to YouTube, type in two words, We Talk Radio Network, two words. And when you do that, boom, right there, you'll have an opportunity to support this incredible and amazing Black-owned, woman-owned radio station that is heard around the globe. So keep tuning in, keep supporting, and we truly appreciate you. Thanks for being here tonight. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show every Monday night. We are live at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't go anywhere. We got this hot topic coming up next. When we come back on the Kid Year Plus Show.
Don't wait till it's too late. I'm right in front of you. I'm showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you'll leave a winner. And we'll be winning. I'm telling you to come, baby.
Me got your battle, baby. Me got your
battle. Make your move.
Me got your battle.
I'm telling you to come, baby.
We gotta move on it, baby, let's move.
Talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Super excited that you're joining me tonight from all over the globe. Literally, I appreciate that. That is no joke. 97% of our listenership is saturated here in the United States, but the other 3%, that's around the rest of the globe. So shout out to the 97 and shout out to that 3. We appreciate everyone for tuning in. This is my favorite station, www.wetalkradio.com. I'm going to bring somebody in really quickly. She is someone that is no stranger to We Talk Radio Network. She is absolutely been around for a very long time, and she actually is our sales manager and a sales account executive here for, excuse me, sales manager, not account exec. She's a sales manager for We Talk Radio Network. She is none other than the extraordinary, the most beautiful and amazing, vivacious and charismatic, Bernice. Hey, Queen.
Hey, Queen. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to say this. How about them Cowboys? Go Cowboys! So let me ask, did you watch the game? Did you watch the final game for the Cowboys this season?
Yes, I did.
Are you a Cowboys fan? First of all, I got to say that. You might not even be a Cowboys fan.
No, I'm not. I don't have a favorite team. I just love the game.
Right. That's going to conclude this conversation. You can go ahead and disconnect because we don't talk to people who are not Cowboys fans. What is happening? You know, I get that all the time. You know, people are like, yeah, you know, I like the game, you know. Either you are a diehard Cowboys fan or you're not, and period. period. Like, for real, for real. If you think about it, the Cowboys is team. Everybody loves the team of the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like them, it's either I just don't like them or I'm a diehard fan. So it's really interesting when I got somebody. Every blue moon I'll have somebody that just says, you know, I just love the game. I love that too, because that doesn't, it doesn't matter to you which team wins. There's no incentive. It's just, you know, you love watching the game. So that's a good thing.
Exactly.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I don't care what your favorite team is. If they play sorry, I'm going to tell you, oh, they play, they suck. They play sorry. Now, they get out there and they show me, they can keep my attention on the game. They showing me that they really hungry for it. So if they don't look hungry and act hungry and play hungry, I talk about them.
So the Cowboys, did they look like they were starving that night? Did they look hungry at all?
No. No, they look scared.
Okay, gotcha. Shout out to the Cowboys, because you know they listening tonight. They don't have nothing else to do, so they tuned in to We Talk Radio. Shout out to y'all. I heard y'all look bored. I heard y'all look real bored. You know, it was interesting.
It's okay. It's okay. That's good criticism. That's not criticism to down them. That's good criticism. That's good, honest criticism.
Yes, it is.
But it is.
I hate to see Dax hands down in his shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hated that. That was horrible. You know, you could tell he had a look of defeat all over him. That was bad. That was really bad. Well, guess what? We've got a hot topic tonight. We've got somebody we need to help, right? You know, in life, mm-hmm. Actually, the past 10 years, I'll get emails, I'll get messages, and over the years, we literally read these on the air. People who've written those letters will call in, they'll get their, you know, get some great insight right then and there on the show. Tonight, we don't have that person available, but what we do have is her letter, and I would like to read it to you guys, okay? And it basically says, okay. My boyfriend is nice, but sometimes randomly snaps and is disrespectful toward me. It doesn't matter how much I talk to him about it. He doesn't stop. What should I do? Now, I have my own set of advice that I give to people. We actually received some emails. We got 11 responses from people. Probably got more than that. That was all I was able to capture from the from when I was going to social media a couple hours ago. But because it's on several platforms, so I wanted to make sure that it was everywhere so people who wanted to comment or help, they could. So we got 11 responses. I'm going to read some of those. But I wanted to talk to you, Farnese, about what you thought about this. My boyfriend is nice, but sometimes he randomly snaps. Sometimes randomly snaps. So it's not all the time, and it's very random. And it's disrespectful, meaning she's feeling disrespected. She said he's disrespectful towards me. It doesn't matter how much I talk to him about it, he doesn't stop. What should I do? It is her boyfriend, not her fiance, not her husband, her boyfriend. So, Fernice, talk to us about what you think this young lady should do.
Well, you know, a boyfriend level, well, let me say it like this. In today's times, young ladies, boyfriends are treated as though they are their husbands already. Mm. That's our first mistake. And while I'm talking, everyone that's listening, keep in mind, this is just my opinion from my own experiences. If you have a boyfriend that is snapping and going off like that, being disrespectful, the first step is to make sure that you love yourself enough to be able to pull him to the side and tell him that, hey, this hurts my feelings. We need to talk about this. Now, if that boyfriend is unwilling to listen to what you have to say and to act on it, meaning do his best to be better and not keep hurting your feelings.
Mm.
When you wait a con, if he don't change, trust and believe me that the cons will eventually outweigh the pros.
Mm.
So any relationship, you must You have to love you first. Because if you can't love you, you won't know what kind of love you need in your life, because you don't know who you are. You can't love someone else without loving yourself. And if that other person loves you and loves themselves first and love you just as much, they will be willing to talk about it and to work on it. Mm. If this boyfriend is your fiance, that means that the relationship has progressed a little bit further. At that point in time, if this is a man that you want to marry and you have said yes to marrying him, at that level, at that point in time, I would suggest counseling. Some people frown down counseling. But counseling can not only save a marriage, but it can save your life. I love going to talk to a counselor. They don't know me from Adam or Eve. Just vent and just tell them how I feel. But I don't want a counselor that's just going to tell me anything. I want and I need a counselor that's going to be honest with me and tell me where I'm wrong and what I need to work on. So that is my point of view on boyfriend-girlfriend relationships and the snapping with the disrespect.
Okay, I love it. I love it. You know, I like the fact that you separated boyfriend from fiance, because it does make a small difference. But because of course you're leading and progressing into this, you know, different kind of relationship. You know, a more longstanding, yes, serious type of relationship. So lots of things need to be considered. You know, a lot of times when you're just dating somebody, you know, you kind of flip-floppy. You know, I got a boyfriend. Okay, I can have another boyfriend tomorrow. But when you're talking about engagement and marriage, you know, completely different story.
That's different. Yes.
Katrina from the UK said, in this relationship, ASAP, your boyfriend will not change. In fact, he'll only get worse. And one day he'll physically abuse you. Get out now, N-O-W, capital N-O-W, get out now while you can.
Well, people do change.
Absolutely, I agree. You know, you have to be willing to work with, and so this is one thing that I have learned in relationships. It takes two. If you're on your own, if your boyfriend is snapping at you and you're on your own dealing with this situation, then yes, I'd say head out of there. But if you're with someone who is willing to figure out, one, why they're snapping, because it probably is not you. It's a situational, circumstantial kind of thing. Or maybe you're saying something in a certain way that they're trying to accept or take in or digest what you're saying, or maybe your tonality, not blaming it on you. I'm just saying there's different things. And if you're in a relationship that you value, you should be willing to not only look at yourself, but also the other person on how you can maybe adjust yourself on when that person, you know, look at the situation. Is that person getting agitated when you ask a certain question a certain way? Have you asked the question so many times? Is it, you know, kind of evaluate the situation before you just jump to conclusions that it's me and he's getting mad at me, he's jumping at me, he's getting angry at me. It may be some other things, some other stressors that are going on. One of the things that we talked about before, you know, Fernice, was anxiety and depression and self-esteem. And all of those issues kind of go hand in hand with, could potentially go hand in hand with something that we're talking about right now. Am I correct?
Sure. That is correct. That is correct.
Absolutely.
Anxiety. Has a lot of similarities to bipolarism.
Mm-hmm.
because you have a lot in your head at one time and it doesn't make sense, so you start to snap. Now, people who do suffer with anxiety, depression, bipolarism, it's so important that they get the necessary help that they need, whether it's medication, whether it's going to a counselor, talking to a counselor. It just depends on how bad it is. Depression, anxiety, I've had an anxiety attack before. I didn't know what it was. Felt like I was about to blow up, and everybody that was around me was going to be involved in it. So anxiety with depression, when you're going through life trials and tribulations, sometimes they come at you so fast in such an ugly way, you don't know how to react. So when someone brings that to your attention, it's important that we listen, especially to those that love us, the people that we know love us the most. They're not going to tell us anything to hurt us. They're not going to tell us anything to do harm to us. And sometimes the depression, the anxiety, the bipolarism, it is so bad to the point to where you're in denial and you can't see what everybody else is seeing. And when that happens, it can lead to destruction. I've known people that suffered from depression. They took their own lives. I've known people suffer from depression, get hooked on drugs. When you have bipolarism, I was a nurse. And I worked in the hospital. There was a lady. She was bipolar schizophrenic per her records. And everyone wondered, how was it that I got along with this woman so well when other people could not get along with her? Well, one thing about people who have anxiety, depression, bipolarism, if you talk to them like they're nothing and like they're crazy and stupid, that's exactly how they're going to act. Whatever aura you give off, they receive.
I agree.
So I can say that I am truly blessed and highly favored, because I know how to talk to people, how to treat people, no matter what state that they are in. I always say, God, I thank you for giving me the ability to be able to listen, not just hear them. You have to listen, especially to people with anxiety, depression, polyism. Now, I'm not saying that those three, you know, should be handled differently than others. It doesn't matter what problem you have. You can be heartbroken. You still need someone who will listen and not just hear what you're saying. You need someone who's going to listen and not pass judgment on you. And a lot of times in people's mind, that's the first thing that they think. Oh, they're going to judge me now. I'm going to be judged. But the first step in any process of healing from any issue that you have, from any problem that you have in a relationship, every relationship is different, but every relationship is basically the same, because it starts with you loving who you are and knowing who you are and loving yourself. You can't love me unless you love you. It's just not possible. You can say you do, but it's not true.
Amen.
So that's in every relationship. So loving yourself and admitting that there is an issue, that's the next step.
You have to admit to yourself that, hey, I know that my loved one's not just saying that about me. Let me take a step back and look at myself. Don't step to the side. Don't step forward. You have to step backwards. That's the only way you can see your world. Side, you're going to miss what's going on in the back, in the front, and on the other side. You step forward, yep. You're not going to see anything that's going on because everything is in the back of you.
Right.
You have to take that step backwards to take a look into your world so that you can fix it.
Amen, Queen. Amen. You know what's interesting? We received 11 entries. That I was able to look at. I apologize if I didn't get to everybody's. But out of all the out of 11 entries that I saw, only one of those entries was giving this young lady the encouragement to stay in this relationship. Everyone else was, you know, for example, one person, Scott, said from Arizona, said, get rid of him. Imagine if I give you a cup of coffee that has 1% poo in it. Will you drink it or pour it out down the drain? Why? 99% of it is nice. Only 1% has excrement. Oh. And that's true. That is so true. But we're talking about a drink versus a person. A drink can be replaced over and over again. A person cannot.
True.
And so, but I understand the concept behind what they're saying. There's so many people available, right? But, you know, I want to give this young lady a true word of advice. If you've written down the pros and the cons, if you have not written down pros and cons, write down those pros and cons. And once you get to the end of that list, if your pros outweigh the cons, you know what to do. If your cons outweigh the pros, you know what to do. But you have to consider several things. One is the person willing to work with you and willing to change, willing to meet you where you are, because you seem like you're willing to meet this person where they are. You're reaching out. You're trying to get help. So you're definitely willing to meet them where they are. Is this person willing to meet you where you are and hear your side? Hey, this hurts me when you I get disappointed, or I feel like this when you do that. I'm sure you had these conversations. It's you know, it definitely needs to be a deeper conversation. Bernice, I even heard you talk about counseling, going to counseling. You want to kind of dive deeper into that counseling portion?
Counseling.
Going to counseling, a marriage counseling or a couples therapy counseling, something like that. I know we talked about that a little bit earlier.
You know, people think that counseling is putting people in your business.
Yes.
Well, if you want to look at it like that, but sometimes you need somebody in your business.
That part.
Because, yes, because you don't have all the answers. And when you keep taking steps, and it seems like you're going in a circle, that means you're not doing something right. Being a survivor of child molestation, because I didn't feel like anyone around me understood me, and I didn't want people who knew me to judge me. So talking to a total stranger, it really, really gets a lot of stuff off your chest. Like I said, that therapist didn't know me from Adam or Eve, and they listened to all my problems, and they helped me. They helped guide me to being a better person. I was blessed to have a counselor, a therapist that was a saved woman. And God always, he always opened up doors for you whether you realize it or not. We don't open up those doors because if we could, we wouldn't go through as much as we did.
And
to someone to be able to talk to and to listen and not judge you will help you get to know who you are. Because in the midst of going through in our relationships, in the midst of going through life trials and tribulations, sometimes we lose ourselves. So when we lose ourselves, we get off track. We may not look like we're off track to us, but to those people that love us, that's around us, they can see that you trying to go right, but you all the way to the left. You have to straighten up.
Right.
So that therapist, that counselor, they're not in your business. They're there to help you help yourself. I tell my people, my clients, my patients, including myself, let me help you help yourself. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
It doesn't matter if you might need a dollar and you're too ornery to ask for a dollar. Let me help you. Help you get out that situation. Here, borrow my shoulder. Let me help you with some of that pressure. Ears, I hear really well. If you ask my kids, they say I'm superwoman by the ears. I'm a great listener. Go ahead. Tell me what's on your mind. We need that. We need that way out. We need that relief.
I have to say this. So I have to say this. As we are sitting here, this is no joke, as we are sitting here doing the show, oh, man, my incredible fiancé, shout out to T. Smiley, has brought me a whole dozen roses.
Oh, T. Smiley, you're the best.
He is the best, isn't he? He must have heard this. He must have realized we were going to be doing this show today. He needed to make sure he was on the good side, on the good foot. I literally am doing the show right now, and he walks in with this beautiful, oh, my gosh, dozen red roses. Listen, when I tell you. So people have to be willing to work with you, meet you somewhere, do nice things for you. All those good things when you're in a relationship. Relationships, when you do go through hard times, you should be able to communicate with your partner and say how you feel to them. And it should be open. You should be able to say how you feel. He should be able to say how he feels. And you guys should be able to have a dialect, a conversation about it. And there should be resolution at the end of that. If you don't have that, then you really don't have the best relationship that you really are that you're looking for. You probably are a little bit confused. It is. It's a two-way street. And I can see where the confusion comes in. I 1,000% can see why people would get confused being in a relationship. And it seems a little bit one-sided, you know, you know, because you're pulling on you feel like you're pulling on someone that may not want to be pulled on. Or maybe when you try, they get, you know, agitated or whatever the situation is. So it really is going to be one of those things where it's a two-way street, and your partner has to be willing to work with you and not against you, work for you and with you, not against you. And especially when you express yourself, if you're not being heard, you might not be in the right relationship. And it also, you have to pay attention to the fact that people need time to go through. It's not like an overnight thing. So, yes, you talk to him about it today. He said, I'm going to change. He said, actually, she said, nothing's being done. So that's a whole different kind of story. If nothing at all is being done and you're just literally talking to a brick wall, girl, you're talking to a brick wall. You got to get the heck up out of there. But if you're with somebody who is willing to compromise with you, willing to meet you where you are, I see that you're emotional. I see that you're in a place of hurt. I want to make sure you're not in that hurt place. What is it that I can do
because I see that I've hurt you, to make sure you're not hurt. If you can be with somebody like that, that's who you want. That's who you need to be with. Somebody who cares about you emotionally and wants to support you and wants to see you move to another level, wants to see you happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, Fernie.
Oh, no.
Go right ahead.
Good.
I got those flowers and just got all excited.
I'm excited for you, Queen.
No, and that's so cool. I love flowers. He know I love flowers, too. He know it. He knows it. Super excited. Tonight, if you're tuned in to the Kia D Unplugged show, I am Kia D, your host for tonight's show. I have got and the incredible Fernice tonight with me on the Hot Topic panel. And we're talking tonight about a letter we received. Thanks for tuning in, for you all who are just now joining us here on the network. We really appreciate it. We actually received a letter from a young lady, you know, one of our listeners, and we always get letters from different people, you know, that need different things, you know. For example, we've got a letter from somebody else, and we'll be talking about that next week. Another young lady, I hope she's tuned in tonight, because we're going to be answering your question next week. Bernice, we're going to talk about this. This young lady wrote in, hey, listen, you know, I'm dating a guy, and we met at a, you know, a random place. We didn't meet online. I can't remember where she said they met, but it wasn't online. She said they've been dating for several months. They live about an hour away from each other. They both live with their parents still, because they're living in New York. The rent is high, so they both still stay pretty much at home with parents. She noticed that her boyfriend, who she is, you know, currently dating, they've been dating now for about six months, because the letter was sent in a couple weeks ago. So it's been 6 months now, because she said five and a half. So it's been 6 months that they've been together. And they talked when they first got together, and she knew that he was on a dating app, and he knew that she was on a dating app. So they both were on a dating app. Both of them said they were not active, but they did know that each of them were on these apps, right? She said she just decided one day to go check the app out and to look up his profile, and she noticed that he had updated his profile. Just his job status had been updated. That was it. He told everybody he got a new job. So in her mind, she's like, well, if you aren't active, why are you on there telling people you got a new job? Right. So as a matter of fact, since we're talking about it now, let's go ahead, because I'm sure she's probably tuned in tonight. She's waited long enough for her answers. I'm going to go ahead and help you out tonight, Queen. Bernice, I'm going to let you start. What do you think? What do you think about that? I know. Ooh, listen, and this is the deal. If you've got something that you need, you want us to talk about, I want you to go to our website right now, wetalkradio.com, www.wetalkradio.com, and you can go to our Contact Us tab. You can put your email address and phone number. You can remain anonymous. As you can see, we're not releasing names tonight. I have the names of these young ladies. I'm not releasing those names. I want you to remain anonymous if you'd like. And these two young ladies wanted to remain anonymous. So if you're like, hey, say my name. I want to hear my name on the radio. We'll do that too. But if you have an issue or something you want us to address, shoot us a message on our website. Go to our Contact Us tab, and you can put your information in right there. Even the question that you may have, you can put that information right there, and we will make sure here on our Monday night show that we address your questions, all right? Bernice, I'm going to let you chat a little bit about that one, because I think we helped the first young lady. I'll repeat the first question that we have for tonight. I'll repeat that question later on, but I want to talk about this particular young lady because she also is in need of some desperate help. Go ahead.
Well,
I know.
Well,
it's a mind-boggler, isn't it?
Yes, those dating sites. I'll say this. If you have talked to him and asked him why did he update that if he is not actively looking for someone, and he gave you an honest answer, you believed him, and I'm trying to say this in a good way. I guess you should start at where exactly your relationship is, and if you have developed feelings for this man, and you truly believe he's developed feelings for you, that's where all pros and cons weigh a lot. It matters. If he hasn't given you a reason to believe that he is out there doing something with someone else, and you just see this, you know, because as my grandmother would have said, if you wouldn't have gone on the site, you wouldn't have seen that. But I also believe in God showing you what you need to see. So, I don't know if this man has given you a reason not to trust him. If he has, and it's been 6 months, and there is not a legitimate answer, is he worth it? Is he worth another 6 months? Is the relationship? You know, you're talking about 6 months, not 6 years. It's a difference. You still don't know who this person is. You're still getting to know this person. Are there rules and boundaries in the relationship? If so, did he cross them? Was that one of the rules and regulations that you don't go back on the site if you're not looking? So it's a lot of toss up in that, because not actually knowing if that has taken place. It's hard to say, okay, it's been 6 months and he did this one thing. Is it enough to say, okay, I'm done? Or is there more to it? I kind of feel like it's more story.
Right. I agree.
Just because somebody updates your job on a site, and I understand it's a dating site. I understand that. But you also have to understand that most people that I know that is hooked on those dating sites, but you can find them on that date active.
You're so right.
So you also, I always tell people, good things can come out of meeting people through the internet, off those dating sites, but you still have to be careful. So I would say to her to evaluate their relationship. Just really take a look at the relationship, because it's only been 6 months. And 6 months now, and this issue has come up, because something was changed on the profile, I feel like I've done more to question him, to make you go behind and look at if he's being active. And if he has you like that now, it won't get better, honestly.
Well, you said a mouthful right there, and that's truth, facts. For sure. My whole thing is it takes effort to go on to a dating site to change or adjust information. That wasn't done on an accident. Okay. You didn't accidentally mistake it for one of your other social media pages like Instagram or Facebook. No, you intentionally went to that particular app and adjusted that page. Why is the reason? Because the only reason why you would be on a dating app is to date. The only reason why you would update your dating profile is to let potential people know that you are trying to date. Because I mean, if you didn't care about them and you didn't want to update them on it, you wouldn't update it. It'd just be random website that's just out there with your name on it, but it wouldn't be touched because you're interested in this other person fully. And not that he's not fully invested or interested in you, but it also seems to me that there's some interest somewhere else.
potentially, because he don't even know what's out there. So he's just potentially randomly putting his information out there for the potential person that might look at it. So, again, to me, it would be a big no-no. It would definitely be a red flag. Is it something to break up about? That's just really going to be about a conversation. After you, one thing I don't know is if she has had a conversation with him about it. That I don't know, because she didn't say whether she had had this conversation. She just said she saw it, wanted to know what she should do, how she should feel, what she should think. You got to have a conversation about this situation first. Ask him why. One thing I do know is if you don't update your profile for a job reference, like not your dating app. So, you know, the dating app, you know, it's really going to be dumb to ask this dumb question, but you need to ask a dumb question anyway, because no question is a dumb question. Why are you updating your profile? Because I noticed it. I just wanted to, you know, and it may cause an argument. Why are you on there? What you looking for? Well, I was just going to see what you were doing. So you don't trust me now? It may raise some arguments. If that person goes into that kind of, gets combative, what do you think that the situation is with that? Right, you got a person now who's combative because you went and checked their dating app profile. Now they're mad at you. Ooh-wee, that's a whole other type of manipulation situation. I'll let you chat about that. Go right ahead. What do you think on that one? Thanks for everybody who's tuning in. Appreciate it.
Well, if the question is asked and he becomes combative like that, then I would say move around, period, because if there is nothing to it, they would not be offended. But first of all, as you stated, if he wasn't on there updating anything, then it wouldn't look like he's looking for someone else to date. Because when you find someone, those dating apps are supposed to be obsolete, honestly, unless you're still looking. And if you're still looking, the right thing to do is to tell that person and not lead them on. But you have those people that do lead you on. I would say talk to him. If he become very combative, get angry, arguments start, it's only 6 months. Move around.
Move around. Yep, life is short. Because you really don't want anybody wasting your time. If he's not sure that you're the one and you've been in this relationship now for 6 months, well, let me back up. Because sometimes he actually might be a good guy. Sometimes it takes people longer, not just men, women too. Sometimes it takes them longer to figure that out. So you can't really put a time limit on the situation. The deal is are you exclusive? Because if you have said that you are exclusive and you've had this conversation that you won't be on the dating apps, then that's one situation. But you still need to ask him, you know, hey, I did notice that you updated your profile, your dating app. You know, what was that about? Some people, like, are just really weird, right? Like, there's no – he's happy with who he's got. He just went on there and just updated it because he was excited about his new job, and he wanted everybody to know, even the people that was his haters or that didn't pick him or whatever. We really can't assume, even though I want to all the time, especially in this situation, we just can't assume here. We really need more details. So I need you to go back to the drawing board. I need you to, one, ask your boyfriend why he updated his status, right? Even if it was just the job status, why did you update the status? Two, make sure you are exclusive. And then what does that exclusivity mean to you both? Does that mean you will not get on that dating app at all and even update your profile? Like the lines need to be drawn in the sand so that everybody understand what's happening, because then – if the situation happens again and you're uncomfortable with it, then you have a foundation to move forward with. Right now, you just kind of flopping in the wind, and that's why you need this help. Trust me, I understand.
Yep, That is so true.
So true. So true. Either way, the best thing for you to do is make sure that you're talking to a mature man who understands you, and you have to ensure that you are talking about exclusive relationships. You need to define what exclusive means to you both, because you can say, yeah, we're exclusive. I'm exclusive with you, and you're exclusive with me, because exclusive may mean, well, I can still have my Tinder account or my – is it Tinder they still have now, the dating app? It's so many they have now. I have no clue.
I've never been on one.
I remember Plenty of Fish. I heard about Tinder years ago. This is after I started dating somebody. I was like, they got a new dating app? Tinder? What is Tinder? Like Tinder Love and Care? You know, and they've got so many, but you have to be very, very careful when meeting people online. You got to be careful when meeting people in person, because you really don't know who you're meeting, right? But, you know, especially online across the globe, they might say they're a 17-year-old boy and you're a 17-year-old girl. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you were talking to an 80-year-old man, but it was on the other end of the computer. You don't know who you're talking to, really, you know. He might say he's in the United States, but he might be in another country, whatever, you know. So you just have to really be careful when you're dating online. Don't give out any information personal about yourself, none of that stuff, right? Because there are so many scams and schemes. So just be careful when dating online, seriously. And then, you know, these two people did not meet online, and so that's the other thing to note. It wasn't like they met online. They didn't meet online, but they did discuss that they both had online dating apps, but they were not active. Both of them said they were not active. So when you actively go on to your dating app and update it, that means you are active. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Or does you active mean actively looking? Because active could mean actively looking. Just because I'm updating my profile, does that mean I'm looking? You got to define it. Because this young man may be one of those young men who's just kind of a little weird and just wants everybody to know, even the strangers, that, you know, maybe he doesn't have a whole lot of friends. And the Tinder people or the whatever people on this app that he's using, maybe those are his friends. I don't know. Even though it's a bunch of women, I get it. I'm just trying to give people the benefit of the doubt, because, see, I tend to judge a little bit harsher than I should sometimes.
Well,
I'm just saying.
If you're in a relationship and you really want to be with that person and you really like that person, dating apps is not the place to have friends. I think she should really, really, truly sit down with him and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have had that discussion.
I agree.
Some start dating people, and we date. You know, I love being held. They love being caressed. They love the sex. They love the intimacy of it all. But you're loving what's being given. You're not stopping long enough to ask enough questions to get to know this person and who this person really is. A person can be one way with you right now, in the beginning, 8 months down the road, you're looking like, who is this?
Mm.
Where did he come from? Because you was too busy getting the good stuff. You didn't take time out. Figure out who this person really is, to get to know who this person really is. I'm guilty of it. It happens.
Mm.
But when it happens,
mm-hmm.
you have to keep your eyes wide open. You can't close your eyes. So she's
keep
gonna
your
have
eyes
to
wide
talk.
Open.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
keep
you
her
have
eyes,
to talk.
Eyes.
You have to have that communication open with your partner. Your partner has to be willing to communicate with you honestly, and you have to be willing to accept the answer that they're giving you in an honest way as well. You know, I mean, it can't be one of those things. If you're going to accept the answer they're giving, you're going to have to accept it. You can't just halfway accept it. Otherwise, you're going to run back into another problem 6 months down the line. And that happens. You end up dating somebody, and then 6 months later, you're like, who is this person I've been dating? Who in the world is this? That's why I'm saying sometimes, for some people, it takes you a little bit longer to figure out who in the world you're dealing with.
Yes, it does. And you know, the thing about, yes, you do, especially, I mean, you have to pay attention throughout the whole time. You know, my great-grandma and great-grandpa was married for 75 years.
What?
And so, yes, they was married for about 75 years, very, very, very long time. And so I always knew that true love out there. And so I asked my great-grandpa one day, how do you do it? How have you been with, I call it a big mama, and big daddy. And I asked him, how do you make it work? And he said, baby, he said, you can be with somebody your whole life and you still won't know them because every day is a different day. Everybody change in some form or fashion on an everyday basis. So every day you get to learn something new about that person you have spent your lifetime with.
Mm.
And that is a true statement.
Yes,
true
it
statement.
Is. Wow.
Every day I'm with my husband, he does something different. I learn something new about him, whether it's he learned how to tie his shoe different or he learned how to hit the golf ball from here to Timbuktu. It doesn't matter what it is. It's always something new every day. He told me when I met him, I don't eat green beans. Really? You don't? But you eat my green beans, that's something new. You know, it's just that simple. So you learn people every single day. Doesn't matter what relationship it is. It could be a mother-daughter relationship, a father and son, a cousin relationship, auntie-uncle relationship. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship it is. Every day is a different day. It's a new day that we're here on this earth, that God blesses us to be here. And you learn something new every single day. If you don't, you're wasting your time here on this earth.
Absolutely.
Precious time. So every day you should be able to stop and look back over your day and say, ooh, wow, I didn't even realize that. Yes, it happened. Every day is a different day. Every different day is a learning day. It's a day to learn. It's a day to learn, put more knowledge in your head. It's a day to become, to be more grateful and thankful for what you're blessed with. It's another day to get it right with God. It's another day to live right. It's another day to treat people with kindness. It's another day to love and pray for your enemies. Every day is a different day.
Amen. Every single day is a different day. And if we look at relationships like that, instead of them being so complacent, being willing to grow and willing to learn from our partners and be willing to love them where they are, you know, through that thick and thin situation that the minister talks about when he marries you both at the altar. You know, if you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, a lot of times we look at situations, like you said earlier, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend, that's depending on where you are in that boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. You know, some of you are living together, so you're already shacked up as husband and wife and stuff like that. And so depending on where you are in your relationship, you know, there's going to be things that you're going to learn about this person. And as Bernice so well stated, it's an everyday thing. And if you're willing to learn and grow with your partner and love your partner no matter where they are, and your partner is willing to do the same with you, you got a great relationship that's definitely worth fighting for. and holding on to. Mm-hmm. And in the opposite situation, if you have a partner that just hasn't quite got, they just haven't quite gotten there yet, that doesn't mean you throw in the towel, because some people take a little bit of extra TLC and loving care. Sometimes you got to show people how to love you, right? Mm-hmm. Is this person, yeah, you know, that you're with, it, are they worth it? Are they worth you sticking around for you to show them how to love you? You got to remember, they've loved other people. They haven't loved you. So showing them mm-hmm. how to love you is going to take time.
And see, Kia, that's where that loving you, loving yourself and knowing who you are comes. Because if you don't love you and know who you are, you can't tell me nothing about you because you don't know who you are. If you don't know what you want or how you like, you can't tell anybody else what you want and how you like what you like. So that's what that is in that. I'm sorry, go ahead, Queen.
No, I was agreeing. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. I was just agreeing with you 100%. I want to give T. Smiley, you know, he probably, I'm sure, was tuned into the show tonight, listening. Usually he's listening, but he had some stuff to do this evening, so he wasn't going to be tuned in. But I'm sure tonight he was tuned in and listening because my brother came in with a bouquet of flowers. Like, it ain't me, baby, you're talking about, right? Baby, I love you, I promise. It's not you, sweetheart. Whole bouquet of flowers, so. I appreciate T. Smiley. He said he want to make sure he owned the good foot at all times. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I got to get these roses in some water. And if your man is doing good things like that for you, ladies, hey, if y'all have an issue or something, figure out a way. You know, if he's showing you he loves you and he cares and he's trying his best, meet him halfway and try with him, you know. Sometimes, you know, women, men, we can have attitudes. You know, it's not always the women. It's sometimes it's the man, you know. We can have attitudes. We can snap, figure out a way to get around that. If you're having some issues of anxiety and you're the one who's snapping, if you're having some issues with depression, maybe you're not happy where you are in life, you don't have to take that on out on the person that is closest to you or the person that is trying to show you love the best way they know how. The one thing I can say is be patient with yourself. Learn how to talk respectfully to your partner so that they can digest what you're saying. Because if you're snapping at them, they can't digest that. That's not something anybody needs to take or digest. So make sure you're watching your tonality and how you speak and respond to things. And if there's somebody on the other end that is trying to figure out, how do I love this person? The first thing you need to do is make sure you're loving yourself. Love yourself to the fullest extent that you can. And then you can reach out and give enough love to that one that you love and show them how to love. Again, show them how to love you. If you don't like that snapping, say that. Don't yell. Don't scream. Don't fuss. Don't fight. Just say it. Hey, you know, on this particular time and this particular day, or hey, just now you just yelled at me. Give them an opportunity to see. You know, sometimes people react and they don't even realize they're reacting that way. It may have been something they grew up doing, something they've done all their life, something they watched their parents do. So they may think it's okay behavior, and it may be unacceptable for you. A lot of times it's just about a conversation, but it's also going to be the way you react when that person yells or snaps at you. The way you react, mm-hmm. the way you take it, the way you digest it is also going to be extremely important on how this person continues to behave. So it's a two-way street here. You have to work together. And I know it's painful. You're like, it ain't my fault. He snapped at me. I get it. I hear you. But watch the tonality on how you respond, because you really don't know the stressors, the key points as to why they are responding to you in the way they're responding to you. You don't know why they're snapping at you. It may not be you. But I want to give you a phone number to reach out to if you're in the need of any kind of mental health assistance in any way. I have a phone number that I want you to write down. This number is a hotline number.
And you can call this number at any time to get assistance for mental health, any kind of mental health issues. It's, the website is NAMI, National Alliance of Mental Health, the National Alliance of Mental Health. If you or someone you know needs help, I want you to contact them, the National Alliance of Mental Health, mental illness, not mental health, mental illness. The phone number is 1-800-950-6264. 1-800-950-6264. And if you are someone who is in need of some services for mental health, you can also reach out to a website. It's thejenniferexperience.com. That's a mental health provider for you. And this young lady, if she can't work with you directly in your area, she knows hundreds of amazing and reputable mental health providers in lots of different areas and can definitely help you find the perfect mental health provider for you. The name is, the website is thejenniferexperience.com, thejenniferexperience.com. Go to that website if you're in need of a mental health counselor, you need a referral. This is a counseling center that I'm referring you to here, but if they can't help you in that area, they'll be able to send you directly to someone in your area that can help you out. If you're also someone who is in an abusive relationship, mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, monetary abuse, you name it, emotional abuse, there's help for you. There's an organization called Heals on the Move to Heal. That's H-E-E-L-S on the Move to Heal, HEAL.org. Reach out to them. They're also an organization that can help in many areas. They assist with victims of and survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and or child exploitation. So if you know anyone in those areas, please do not hesitate to reach out to that organization, Heals on the Move to Heal. org. And you can always check us out, wetalkradio.com, for all of the incredible things that we have there. We have blogs. We've got some support as well. We've got our contact us button if you just want to contact us and have us help you kind of navigate through some mental health. If you want us to connect you, not navigate through that, I'm sorry. If you want us to connect you with these two entities again, if you didn't quite catch those names, you can go to wetalkradio.com, go to our contact us tab, and let us know right there what you need, and we'll try and get you directly connected to the resources and the entities and the organizations that you need to be connected to. Because here at We Talk Radio, we talk, we listen, and we take action. We also have the beautiful Fernice, who's joining us tonight on the Kia D Unplugged show. Really quickly, I want to give a big shout out to some people in the 936-940-409. Shout out to Galveston. 817-214-972. These area codes, all the area codes, 201. 847. I got many more area codes. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in tonight and being a part of the show. And I wish I knew the state so I could take the state, but I got the area code. So y'all know where y'all at. I'm just saying. Fernice, go ahead and give us up. You are an incredible sales manager here for We Talk Radio Network. I'm sure everyone wants to know some of the incredible things that you do. Why don't you give them a little bit about what you do here at We Talk Radio Network?
I make things happen.
Boom!
<I'm sorry.
laughs> Yep, she does.
Well, if any of you out there have a business that you want to get out, you want people to know about you because you've never been heard of, or you just want to build your clientele, I am that person that you would contact. We Talk Radio. This being the sales manager is awesome. And as I stated, if you need some help, you can contact me at ppigrum@gmail.com. Contact me. We can talk about it. I can give you my phone number, 817-714-7014. Call me and let's talk about it. Let me help you shine.
I love it. I love it. Why don't you give out that contact information just one more time? That's P as in Paul, P as in Paul. Go ahead and give out that email address one more time for me.
All right. That is P as in Paul, P as in pig, I as in igloo, G as in gunnery, R as in rich, U as in umbrella, and M as in money.
Love it.
That is gmail.com.
I love it. If you, go ahead. 817-4-7014.
So contact me so that we can shine together.
I love it. I love it. I love it. If you are someone who has a business, a organization, an entity, individual, or just a message that you want to spread across the globe, we are here to help you advertise your products to your neighbors. And how can you do that? By reaching out to Fernice at ppigrum@wetalkradio.com, and she will ensure that we customize a package specifically for you, for your business needs, and make sure we get that across the globe so that your neighbors can know that you're there. The only reason why you're not selling the way you should is because your neighbors don't know that you're there. Let's help you get your product out to the market, to the right market, and that's right here on We Talk Radio Network. I need to save that because that's like a whole commercial. The whole thing you said and I said, we just need to put together one big commercial. I love it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show tonight. I've had so much fun. For those of you who missed our first question earlier today, the question was, my boyfriend is nice, but sometimes he randomly snaps and is disrespectful towards me. It doesn't matter how much I talk to him about it, he doesn't stop. What should I do? And there were some great responses. I want to thank everybody for those responses. I'm sure y'all are listening tonight. Yeah, we're waiting to hear your responses read aloud on the air, and so I appreciate you tuning in. And we actually had several responses, and the majority of the responses said to get rid of him. But one response was to actually try and work it out. Try and see exactly what the issues are. Don't throw in the towel just as quickly as, you know, as you would in any other situation, basically is what the one person said. Try and hang in there if you can. Try and figure out what's going on. What makes him randomly snap and be disrespectful towards you before you just throw the towel in? Again, it's got to be a two-way street. Not only are you needing to be willing to work towards this relationship, but he does as well. He has to be willing to work towards this relationship, and that means trying to figure out exactly why this situation is why he's being disrespectful in this snapping way, and then why you're taking it. Actually, it doesn't even matter why you're taking it the way you're taking it. You're taking it the way you're taking it because you're taking it like that because that's how he's dishing it. We just need to figure out why it's being dished out the way it's being dished out. And try and see if we can maneuver around that. Try and see if there's some ways to kind of combat that issue. Maybe it's a circumstance or a situation. Maybe it's a question, a type of question, or the tonality of the question. There's so many different things. We don't know everything that this young man has been through in his life. There's so many different elements, so many pieces to it. We don't want to be too judgy. We definitely, because we do not have all the answers here. That is all we have is that small piece. We don't have all the answers, but we definitely want to ensure that you are safe, and we want to make sure that you're not in an abusive relationship at all. And so we do want you to pay attention to signs of abuse. We do want you to ensure that you're connecting to the right people if you do get into see that you're getting into an abusive relationship. And we do want you to get out if this situation is not going to change. We want you to get out with your life intact. So we want you to be extremely cautious and extremely careful. We want you to have a conversation so that you can ensure that you are safe at all times, because if you move deeper into a relationship that is not healthy and you don't address issues of unhealthiness, the relationship does not get better over time. Am I right about that? The relationships tend to get better over time. I get that. I take that. They can get better over time, but two partners have to be willing to work. But do they?
Yes.
Do people tend to change their stripes? If you don't make them change their stripes, or if you don't bring the stripes to their attention, are they going to change those stripes?
No, it won't change. It'll stay the same. Now, sometimes that's not, well, if that person want to change and be better, yes, it changes.
Right.
But if not, it's the same. But both parties, as you stated, have to be willing. They have to be willing to work together as one.
Don't forget, if you have a letter or a note or something you want to say, you got a question and you need some help, shoot us an email. Go to wetalkradio.com and go to the tab that says Contact Us, and you can put your information right there in our Contact Us tab. Also, if you want to advertise on the network and you don't have a pen, you don't have anything to write with, but you still want to advertise, no need to fret. Go to wetalkradio.com. Go to the Advertise tab and put your information right there, and our sales manager will be in touch with you ASAP so that we can make sure we customize a marketing package specifically for your business needs. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show tonight. We've got more questions next week. We'll be talking about hot topics next week. We'll have questions next week that we'll be answering, all that good stuff, on Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are live tonight. This is not a recorded show. We are live right here, right now. For everybody who's listening in the podcast, thank you. Thank you so much for coming back and listening. Make sure you share this episode, because you know you can share it, right? Share this episode on your social media pages. Tell somebody, hey, listen, you need to tune in on Monday nights at 8 o'clock with Kia D on We Talk Radio Network. It's the best thing happening on a Monday night, real talk. Outside of Monday night football when the Cowboys are playing, because I be trying to halfway watch too. I have one eye on my screen with my show, and the other eye is on the other screen with the football players for the Cowboys, usually when the Cowboys are playing on Monday night. So trust me, I get it. Monday nights, they're big for football, but it's also big for We Talk Radio Network, because we got the Kia D Unplugged show live and on lock. Thank you again, Fernice, for being here. I truly appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my Father in heaven, first of all.
Amen.
Because without him, I'm nothing, but with him, I am everything, and I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I want to say thank you, Kia D, T. Smiley, the whole We Talk Network crew. I love you guys. I want to say hello and hi to my family, my kids, my daughter in Arizona, Shanice, my daughter Kavir, my son Clyde and Alex. Just hi to everyone, and thank you all for tuning in. And all those that's out there that's listening to me that knows me very, very personally, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be me. I have a great husband that allows me to be me. He loves me for just who I am. He knows that, yeah, you can say I'm bipolar, schizophrenic, self-fucking PTSD. You can say it all. And I probably do, but I love wholeheartedly, and I'm grateful and thankful for all the love that I have been shown, for all the love that from the people that knows me and loves me, that allows me to be who I am and loves me for just who I am and not try to change me. So my shout out is to my people. Thank you.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Coming up, two things I want to tell you guys about. Coming up September 2022, it is the Plant-Based Wellness Festival, and you definitely want to be there. It's going to be absolutely amazing. They'll have CBD, everything plant-based, all that good stuff. And for edibles. More information, edibles, everything, THC, CBD, all of that, creams, topicals, concentrates, food, vendors, concerts, contests, music, I mean, they're going to have it all. And currently, they're looking for vendors and sponsors, and if you want to submit a product for their Red Cup competition, you can do that as well, as well as judges for the Red Cup competition. The Red Cup competition is going to be judging the cannabis products. So if you're wanting to put a product, and of course you have to be certified inside of the state of Oklahoma in order to be a part of this, because this event is going to happen in Oklahoma in September. I want you to go to, as a matter of fact, send an email to plantbasedwellnessfestival@gmail.com. And if you're just wanting more information about the festival, you can send an email to plantbasedwellnessfestival@gmail.com. You can also find them on social media, on Instagram and Facebook under Plant Based Wellness Festival. And I think on Instagram it's plant_based wellness festival. So go check them out. Absolutely amazing organization that is putting together this event. And it's going to happen again September 2022, going down. Also, another organization, the WOW Network, an amazing organization. Shout out to the beautiful Crystal, who's the founder of this organization. The organization actually helps individuals that are between the ages of, and they target individuals between the ages of 18 and 45, who are low-income, pregnant, teenage mothers, or women who have been previously incarcerated. Excuse me, and their programs are designed to provide resources and encourage economic growth, bring awareness, direction, and improve self-esteem and confidence. The women in, who are part of this program receive life plans. They set goals and budgets and plan business, make business plans, and much more. They are absolutely amazing, and they have several events that are coming up in the year 2022. I want you to check out the WOW Network, and you can find them at whownetwork.org, wownetwork.org. They have an awesome conference. It's called the Butterfly Conference, and it was created to, of course, connect with other like-minded, empowering women while providing them with a fresh start and resources that can improve and expand their education, their career, their business, and their life. So this is an amazing organization that has awesome events, and we want to make sure that we're supporting this organization. Go to wownetwork.org right now to support them and find out all about their upcoming events and everything that they're doing for the community. So, again, we've got so many organizations and entities that we're connected to, and we want to make sure that you're connected to them as well. We've got something for everybody, as you can see. So make sure you check us out on wetalkradio.com every single day. We've got shows just about every day of the week, and you can check those shows out at wetalkradio.com. Shout out to us to the After the Lights Go Out radio show on Wednesday night at 8 p.m., and then tomorrow you can check out the Groovy Tuesday show with the incredible Alonzo and Mitchell. They host that show. Absolutely fun and amazing show. You just want to get your groove on, come listen to some old school, some new school, exercise, just relax, all that good stuff. You're going to hear that right here on Groovy Tuesday, Tuesdays, every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go to our website and you can check out our lineup of shows. We've got something for men, two men shows. We've got some inspiration and motivation. We've got youth shows that air every summer. We've got college-based shows that air in the summertime. We've got news shows, hip-hop topic shows. I mean, you name it. We don't miss a beat over here on We Talk Radio. What we don't have is in the process of being prepared for you, okay? So we appreciate you for making this your number one listening station. Again, we got to thank the beautiful Fernice for being here tonight and being a part of the show. Make sure you check her out at ppigram@wetalkradio.com. If you're someone who wants to send us some information, a letter, a news topic, a story, something that we definitely need to talk about here on the network, or you want to advertise your business, go to wetalkradio.com and you can connect with us there. Again, got to thank all of the listeners for tuning in tonight. I feel like like I'm forgetting something, and it's something I'm forgetting. Birthdays. Happy birthday to everybody who is celebrating a birthday in the month of January. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Happy birthday.
Listen, so I celebrated my birthday. My birthday on January the 15th, and it was so amazing. I had so much fun. My daughter made me breakfast in bed, got to go, you know, eat with my family, you know, still, of course, being socially distant, trying not to bring too many people together. So it wasn't the big party that I'm used to, because, you know, your girl Kia D loves a party. Of course, they had the Raheem Devon concert that night. We had Charlie Wilson, Raheem Devon, and Joe, and it was just off the chain. I mean, let me tell you. I love Raheem Devon. Everybody, anybody who knows this network, knows me and knows this network, y'all know Raheem Devon is all-time one of my favorite artists. It's between two people, Raheem Devon and Anthony Davis, period, point blank. So I saw Raheem Devon in concert a couple of years ago, and I didn't have media access at that time. I was trying to get it, and I didn't get it. But I was there in the room with Raheem Devon, and then he came back again, and that time I got media access. It was cool. I loved it. And I was literally so close on the stage. Actually, I was on the side of the stage. I was so close I could almost feel his sweat beads dripping down my throat. I could almost feel his sweat beads dripping down on my clothes. That's how close I was to Raheem Devon. But he gave a spectacular concert every single time. Like, he rocks the house. So I love seeing Raheem Devon. Like, real talk, you have no idea. So it just concerts in general, you know, you can't miss me with that. And that's another reason why this year we're doing a lot of concerts. Somebody just came into the studio. I want to give a big shout out to the incredible T. Smiley. What's up, T. Smiley? How you feeling tonight on this beautiful Monday?
I'm feeling good. It's you know what, I've been saying since I got home, I'm like, it's weird. I'm normally at work at this time, get off at 11 p.m., but my schedule has been changed, switched up, so I was able to be at home. And so I've been, you know, kicked back, listening. I don't know if y'all heard earlier, but I had to come in the studio with some flowers. And so I think this conversation tonight been kind of, you know what I mean? But anyway, listen, I want to give a shout out. I got my cousin on. My cousin is actually on for the first time tonight. Whoop. Shout out to Miss Lisa. She is tuned in tonight, checking out the Kid D Unplugged show. And
love
so
it.
I'm bringing you some people, man. So go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about. That's support on support on support. I love it. Shout out to T. Smiley. Shout out to Lisa. Hey, Queen. And you can check T. Smiley out. Don't tell them about your show real quick, because we actually do have a lot of women tuned in tonight, but we have men tuned in tonight as well. So tell them a little bit about your show.
All right. So my show is the Cave Radio Show. It airs every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We talk sports. You know, we do a lot. You know, sports ain't the only topic, but, you know, it's a men's show. So we start out with sports. Ladies, if y'all like sports, feel free to call in. I'm not biased. It's okay. I can accept phone calls from the ladies as well too. You know, we just have a good conversation. I think this past weekend we even had some youth on the show, some young men on the show that was in, I think, I believe, 7th grade and 9th grade, and they doing big things, and they were excited to be a part of the Cave Radio Show. So listen, if y'all want to have a good conversation, just a laugh, good laugh, or a good conversation, or, you know, if y'all want to talk about them Cowboys, I know we at the end of the playoffs, we got a lot of people talking about the Cowboys. I got a chance to see Dak Prescott today. You know, he was looking $25,000 mad today. I got a chance to follow him up to take him up to his unit today, and he came in. It was the first time seeing him since that horrible loss. But you know what? Let's just say we're going to see what they do next year. But listen, tune in to the Cave Radio Show every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. I believe you guys will have a good time right here with T. Smiley. And then we have E-Man that comes on, and, you know, he shows support and stuff like that. So, listen, y'all come on back. It's not only Monday night. It's not only Wednesday night, but it's, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday all day. So y'all keep it locked when We Talk Radio Network.
Boom, boom. You know, on this past weekend, on this past Saturday, Fernice, I actually posed the question on the Cave Radio show. They never answered it, right? The men on the show never answered it. But the question that I posed is, you know, how, you know, with them being men, you know, most of them having young girls, you know, what mm-hmm. happens, what kind of conversation are they going to have with their young girls when they hit puberty? You know, that conversation, yeah, you know, how is the conversation going to go when they hit puberty? You know, right now, his oldest daughter is 9. You know, you've got, 2-3 years before you actually kind of have to have that talk and go pick up, you know, those feminine products from the store and stuff like that. I wanted to know how the men are going to handle that. They didn't answer that question, Fernice, on the show. They didn't answer it.
We didn't answer it.
Why?
We didn't answer it. All because of your first response when she said that. And you said, oh? That's what we said. We said, oh? Next topic.
They don't want to handle it. Men do not want to have that conversation with their daughters. They don't. You know, they expect the women to actually have these conversations, and it's not fair at all.
I answered it, and I said, this is what I said. I said, they got a great mother over there that they, you know, that they live with, that, you know, going to talk to them. And then when they come over here to daddy house, they got a great stepmother and this kid D that know how to have a conversation. I'm just going to be there for the moral support. That's all. You need me to go to the store? I go to the store, but I'm not going to the store to buy no, you know, those items. Like, you know, I don't know. I might have a change of heart, but what I did say on the show was, guys, fellas, if y'all, you know, if y'all doing that now, call in, let me know how to handle it. Cause right now they too young, and I don't want to think about that. My oldest is 9, my youngest is 7, but I know they're growing. I understand, I get it. But right now, let's not push the clock forward. So,
Fernice, does he smile and sound stressed when he having that conversation? He sound real stressed out, didn't he? They can't handle it. They can't handle the truth. You know, they can't. But it's all good. Listen, men, y'all need to answer that question. Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, I need an answer. How are y'all going to handle, how do y'all handle that talk, that conversation?
Look,
you know,
that's
just the puberty talk, guys. I ain't going to even ask you to have the sex talk. Ain't no telling what you're going to say with the sex talk. I don't even want to know.
I'll tell you that part. I can answer that one. I got a nine millimeter, and it's called a Taurus G2C. And as of right now, I got 5 bullets. Okay, so I always tell kids this when we talk about situations like this: 5 bullets to the chest. That's all I'm gonna say. I want to pull in Lisa real quick. She was saying hi. She told me to tell y'all hi. Hey, cuz, what's up? How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Hey, beautiful, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be on to hear the show. You guys are having some great conversations.
We have had some conversation tonight. We actually helped some people out tonight. We did. We had a young lady who wrote in. You know, she had an issue with her boyfriend, and she needed our help. We helped her with that. We had another young lady whose boyfriend is still on dating apps, and she's trying to figure out where she stands with him. He's still updating his profile on the dating app, but she needs to know where she stands. I mean, I'm just saying, we got people who got some problems and issues out there, and we're just here to help on a Monday night. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
We're going to be back next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tell me you're going to join us next Monday.
I'm going to join you next Monday.
Looking forward to it.
Perfect.
Perfect, perfect. Well, we'll be here next Monday. We've got hot topics. We've got more. We've got more letters that we're going to be reading and helping people out. So definitely tune in next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks for being here, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep enjoying the show. Where are you calling from, Lisa?
Richardson, Texas.
Shout out to Richard. Hang tight. Keep listening to the show. Keep enjoying.
Okay, I will.
Listen, it's a family affair around here. We are holding it down right here on We Talk Radio Network. Again, I got to thank you so very much for being here, being a part of the show. I got to thank my girl, Fernice, for holding it down with me tonight as well. Fernice, can you close the show out in prayer? Because every single show we have, we close this bad boy out in prayer. Go ahead, Fernice.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humbly as we know how, giving you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. Father God, we thank you for blessing us with our, I won't say our opinions, but with the advice that you gave to us to be able to help others. Father, we ask that you continue to bless us mentally, physically, and emotionally. Father, we are standing here as your child, believing that you will always protect us from danger seen and unseen. Lord, we're asking for all of those who are out there suffering from depression, suffering from bipolarism, suffering with anxiety, suffering with whatever it is, Lord, that they are going through, whether it's COVID, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, Lord, we know that you are a healer and that you are able. Lord, we are coming to you asking you because you said that if we ask, that you will bless us. So we're asking, God, we're coming to you humbly asking that you just touch everyone that's on this call tonight, Lord. Touch us, protect us, bless us financially, bless us in so many ways, and to the point that we won't be able to catch everything that's coming to us. It's falling off on others, the blessings and the love and the support. Father God, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We glorify and magnify your name, Jesus, as we pray and we leave this place, but never from your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in to this incredible show, the Key of the Unplugged show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Check us out Monday night, 8 p.m. We'll be back with more right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio. Yeah.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.